Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is IMO. IMO, of course, stands for In My Opinion, and that is because that is what the show is all about, your opinions. This is where I take news stories from all across the week, present them to you, and then ask you a question at the end. I have some very interesting things that we are going to be discussing today. A couple of them I will be going into just after this little introduction. But the main story of the day, the big thing I want to talk about, we are taking a bit more of a deeper dive on this one. It is the Solent devolution plans that were rejected by government on Friday last week. We're going to be going all in on that one. We're going to be discussing what on earth is a Solent devolution deal thingy anyway? We're going to be talking about what the fallout was from the initial proposal, how things have changed since then. I'm going to be, of course, handing over what my thoughts are on the subject, and then I will be asking your question. That is the main thing we're going to be covering in the second half of today's show. We also have a pet peeves question all about the island's close connections to a certain pair of cities. You can still vote on last week's poll. That's up on the Vectis Radio Twitter page at Vectis Radio. I also have a tune of the week from Jungle that you'll be hearing in the musical interlude. And, you know, all of these things, I want to hear what you're thinking. So you can contact me via texts at 60777, that's 60777, and start that message with BR6TT, and it comes right through to the nerve center right in front of my face. And you can also tweet me at Vectis Radio. I will be posting all the questions up there so you can read them and answer in your own time. So, without further ado, let's just get stuck into the first few stories of the day then. So, welcome to the first half of IMO, standing for In My Opinion, of course. So, the first story I wanted to talk about today was all about banking apps. Banking apps, a couple of them recently have introduced an interesting new feature there, and it's designed to help people tackle gambling addictions, and that's kind of quite a serious thing. And so a number of online banks have introduced a new gambling block that can be activated by customers who are problem gamblers, is the phrase that was used in the sources that I was looking at. And the block uses merchant category codes. Sounds very high-tech and spy-like, that. And it uses these codes to block any transaction from a bookie. So be it online or a shop, when it goes through the bank will recognize that code and it will block that transaction, which seems awfully simple for something brand new to be coming out now. But it is a very interesting new innovation. And the block was introduced due to customer demand, according to the CEO of Monzo, one of the two that have rolled out the feature so far. And 25,000 of their customers have signed up so far, not all of them being problem gamblers per se, apparently. But and since this rollout of this new feature by these couple of online-only banks, so they don't have any branches in any towns, it's just an app that you can download to your iBook face. And so since these have been rolled out, the Royal College of Psychiatrists have chimed in on this, and they are calling on main high street banks like Lloyds, HSBC, other banks are available. They've called on them, the major players, to introduce a similar system because they aren't doing that currently. And that's the story. And now to move on to the question. And the question is this. Firstly, what are your reactions to this? Just what is your general kind of thought? Do you think this is a good idea, bad idea, just okay idea, medium idea? And the secondary supplementary question is, do you think this could be a really viable alternative for treating other addictions? Because it's proven effective when it comes to gambling. So could it potentially be used to tackle addictions, like if somebody, this is an example, this isn't backed up by any kind of factual knowledge, but just a hypothetical example, could a block be put in place on cigarettes. So if somebody is trying to give up smoking, they could to their bank and they could put on a block that would stop them buying nicotine. Now, that's just a crazy thought on my part, but I'd love to hear what you... And of course, get in contact via Twitter, at Vectis Radio, and on the texts. The number is 60777, starting the message with BR6TT. At the end of this half, I will be posting all of the questions up to Twitter, so you'll be able to read and digest them in your own time. So, the next story I wanted to talk about in the first half of IMO today is... And, The revelation, the big news is that placebo pills could cure back pain more effectively than painkillers. So fake drugs are more effective than real drugs, which has blown my mind when I read this. I was very confused. I didn't know what to think. I was like, really, is this? I really didn't know how to react to it. I just thought it was bizarre because it's kind of ingrained that fake things like placebos don't have much of an effect. But a BBC study for their Horizon programme has revealed that that might actually be the case. The study was like any other kind of medical test. The twist was, of course, that all of the participants were given a placebo, which is a pill consisting of nothing but ground rice. And the patients, or the people taking part in the tests, the participants, they were told that they would either receive a placebo or a powerful new painkiller. And the amazing result that came from this is that some of the participants felt that their back pain had reduced to quite a small amount or had gone completely as a result of this quote-unquote new pill. And... these results do beg the question, is the brain really a better cure for ills or kind of ailments we may have than actual medicine? It's a very interesting thing. It's really, really caught my imagination, this. But the question I wanted to pass on, because it does raise a kind of, I suppose slightly an ethical question, is would you be okay being fooled like this if it helped cure or help with a condition or ailment that you may have? That's the question I have on this story about placebo pills actually being more effective than real painkillers. And, of course, as I said just a few minutes ago, you can get in contact with me over Twitter and on the texts. Twitter is, of course, at Vectis Radio. I'll be posting all of the questions up there at the end of this half, so you can read and digest them at your own pace, as well as the text number is open all the time. It's 60777, that's 60777, and you start that message with BR6TT, and it comes right through to my face. And, we are going to be back in the second half talking about the Solent devolution plans. We're going to be doing a deep dive on that, and we'll be getting right to that after a brief musical interlude to take us there. Here's Mo and Diplo with Sun in Our Eyes. See you in a bit.
Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
So, before we jump into this week's pet peeves question, I'm just going to announce the results of... I'm going to announce it in just a moment. So the question I asked last week was all about festivals, and very interesting result. And I'm going to be sharing that. How about right now? So, last week I asked the question, on the island we have so many amazing festivals and events. They do sometimes cause traffic problems for islanders though, ... Would you rather have one big festival once a year or lots of tiny ones every weekend? And the vote has gone throughout the week, and if we've had 13 votes overall. That's an improvement on last week. Congratulations, listeners. Congratulations. We're slowly picking up here on the uptake on the poll. And the options were, of course, one large festival or lots of small ones. 77% went for lots of small ones and 23% for one large festival. So we've decided we're going to have a festival every weekend, but it's going to be a little tiny one. So on to this week's question. It's all about a certain pair of cities that the island is quite closely related to. Southampton and Portsmouth, no less. So, the island is obviously very closely connected to these. It's one of the two main ways people can get on and off the island. It's the two kind of major ports that we can get to. And the question I have, which will be going up on our Twitter page at Vectis Radio for the next week, is that's where the poll will be. The question is, which of the two would you rather spend a day in, Southampton or Portsmouth? We're going to be deciding which one is the best. Results will be announced, of course, on next week's show. You'll be able to vote throughout the week, so if you forget to do it immediately after this, you'll be able to come back and scroll through the Vectis Radio Twitter feed and find it and cast your vote and have your say. Which is the better city, Southampton or Portsmouth? I do go to sick form in Southampton, so I might be a bit biased, but I'll just leave that out of it. Why won't I?
Hi, it's Chip
and Spud
from the Monday Night Tea Time Show.
And this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to the second half of IMO. I am Tom Jackson, of course. And in this second half, we are going to be doing a deep dive. We are going to be going in on one topic today, but I feel like it's a very important one, and it's a local one for once. I do tend to pull my stories from all across the globe for this show, but when I go local, I go properly local. So we are going to be talking about the Solent devolution plans that they have been recently rejected by government. So we're going to be going through the whole kind of story from beginning to end. Then I'm going to be giving my opinion on it. And then, of course, I would going to ask you a question on it because I want to know what you think about all this, because it's just it's a topic and something that I don't know if many people are actually aware of, but it would actually really, really affect the lives we live on this Lee Island. So let's just cut to the chase and start at the beginning. So the Solent devolution plans that have been rejected by government. The plan was to create a devolved local authority covering Southampton, Portsmouth and the Isle of Wight. And so the government had provisionally put aside £900 million to work on this project, which had fallen through on Friday. So to start at the very, very beginning, the bid was sent in back in 2016 by Southampton, Portsmouth and Isle of Wight councils, with the hope to use this to stimulate economic growth, to make jobs and stuff happen. I don't know how all of the back end works, but that was the intention, that was the hope. And so the interesting thing is that at the time, the Isle of Wight Council was under the independent administration, and a lot has changed since then, which I think I would want to go through and just kind of make clear to everyone, because it was a bit of a mess when I was researching this. I had to jump from several articles to try and piece it all together. So, since the independent administration submitted the proposal in 2016, the stance of the Isle of Wight Council has changed towards the deal, citing that they worried that the island's needs would be overridden by those of Southampton and Portsmouth, as well as Hampshire County Council chiming in on the issue, expressing concerns that it would lead to dismantling countywide services in Hampshire, which could also affect the way they run their things, which is a valid point. And so the other major change that I haven't covered yet that is quite obvious is that the island has had a new change of administration on it in its councils, with the independents leaving office and the new Conservative group taking County Hall in 2017. So in reaction to this devolution deal to create this super council that would have received a large pot of money from government to go towards transport projects and other kind of infrastructure functions. In reaction to this being rejected, both Southampton and Portsmouth City Councils have expressed disappointment at the deal falling through. However, the island's Cabinet Secretary, Councillor Whitehouse, has said that he and his college have long understood that the deal that had been submitted was unworkable, but they did go on to say that they would be happy to discuss devolution deals if the unique needs of the island were recognised in them. So, I know that's a lot to take in, so I'm just going to go and kind of just, I'm just going to breathe in a minute. So those were the facts. Those were the story as I was able to find it, and that's what I found out through the research. That's part one of the deep dive. Part two is the bit where it gets all fiery. If I had a sound effect, I would play it now, but I don't. But so this is the bit where I give my opinion on it. So here's my two penneth on the issue of the Solent devolution plans. One of the oldest issues on the island is that we are kind of selectively recognised as an island. On the one hand, that we are very obviously separate from the rest of the UK because of the sea. And we have our own county town and our own council. So that's obviously indicators that we are a separate entity. However, on the other hand, we are attached to Hampshire County Council on a number of key services, such as police and children's services. And the National Local Authority funding formula we're attached to Hampshire in a number of key services, such as police and children's services, and in the National Local Authority funding formulas, the island's unique characteristics aren't recognised as raised by the island's MP, Bob Seeley, in Parliament earlier this year. So it really is a bit of a kind of a two-edged sword. On the one hand, kind of this devolution plan would bring us closer to Southampton and Portsmouth and the councils across the water, but that would also kind of relegate the island being its own thing. I feel that the island is becoming more and more a suburb of Hampshire than it is its own county, and I feel like it needs to stand on the island needs to be able to stand on its own two feet, to put it in a sentence, is my two penneth on the issue of the devolution plans. Though a good idea potentially at the time, I feel like it may not be the best plan, really, thinking long term. But the question I wanted to ask to all of the people listening on the Solent devolution plans that have been rejected by government on Friday is, do you think the island should be moving away from Hampshire and becoming an island in its own right, in every sense of the word, and or should it keep integrating and working together with services on the mainland? Because it's quite a contentious issue. On the one hand, it's very helpful for people to share resources and techniques and ideas, but on the other hand, you can't exactly borrow a Hampshire ambulance because there's a whacking great load of water in the way. So that's the question I'm asking you. That will go up on our Twitter in just a moment. And you can let me know what you think, of course, via the Twitter page at Vectis Radio on Twitter. You can also text me to 60777 and start that message with BR6TT. I know that that was a bit of an information overload, but I will be giving a little bit of context to the question when I'm posting it, so you'll be able to refresh yourself of all of the stuff that I've just gabbled on about. And let me know what you think, because it's such an important issue affecting the island, and I just think people should know about it. So, it's 6 minutes to 7. We are coming up to the end of the show today, and I just wanted to do a quick recap of all of the questions that I've asked today in today's show. So, on the banking apps being able to tackle gambling addictions story, the question I asked was, could this be a viable alternative way of treating other addictions? For example, if somebody wants to give up smoking, they could introduce a banking block to like buying cigarettes. Interesting thought I had. On the placebo pills actually might be better at curing back pain by fooling you than real painkillers story. That's a bit of a mouthful, but I got there in the end. I asked the question, would you be okay being fooled like this, even if it did help you? Because it's a bit of an ethical question. Would you want to be fooled by a doctor like that? And, of course, the final big deep dive today on the Solent devolution plans. Do you think the island should be moving away from Hampshire and becoming an island in its own right, in every sense of the word? Or should we keep cooperating and integrating with councils and groups on the mainland? Those are the questions that I have for you. All of those are going to be up on our Twitter at Vectis Radio, as well as our pet peeves poll. That is where I pose a silly question and get you to vote on it over the week. And I'll be announcing the results of that in next week's show. The question is, Southampton or Portsmouth, which one of the two would you rather spend a day in? Yeah, I know it's quite a silly one. But We have some amazing stuff still coming up on Vectis Radio. Right after me, it's Marco with his mod anthems from 7 till 10. Then we have Nonstop 80s and the Overnight Express taking you all the way to the morning. Yawn. Dom will be back with the breakfast show from 8 and Ian with the mid-morning show at 10. It's 4 minutes to 7 now. I think it's time for me to go to bed. It's been a bit of a week last week, but I think I'm gonna make this week a bit of a better one. So, to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here's James Morrison featuring Jesse J on this track. This is Up.
I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. I hope to see you there.